About an hour ago, Senate leadership and Capitol Law Enforcement held a press conference to answer questions about the discovery of ricin in Senator Bill Frist's mailroom yesterday afternoon. Senator Frist opened the session and reminded the press that the discovery of a toxic substance in a congressional office building strikes an all-too-familiar chord.
Although anthrax is a very different agent than ricin, all of us in this community lived through that and know the impact it can have in terms of terror, in terms of making all of us feel less secure, in terms of affecting a community directly. And we have seen the range of terror all the way through to death caused by a biological agent which was directed at the United States Senate, individuals in the United States Senate, and had an impact that none of us foresaw.
Capitol physician Dr. John Isold confirmed that there is no evidence so far of illness resulting from ricin exposure. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor described efforts to ensure that no one else comes into contact with the substance. For the rest of the hour, we'll talk about this incident on Capitol Hill and what efforts have been made to protect us from biological threats. If you have questions about ricin, give us a call. David Heyman is the author of Lessons from the Anthrax Attacks, Implications for U.S. Bioterrorism Preparedness. That's a report that was prepared for the U.S. Defense Department. He's a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Study, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for being. Let me be here.
And I just want to remind our guests that if they do want to call in, the number is 1-800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. Let's review first. How was the ricin discovered in Senator Frist's mailroom?
Well, there was a staffer who noticed a powder substance amongst a bunch of letters that he then notified other members of the staff, and they notified the Capitol Police.
How dangerous is ricin? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, ricin is a toxin. It's found in the bean of the castor plant. The castor plant is one of the most toxic and easily produced plant toxins, and people who grew up 40 or 50 years ago probably know it from the castor oil, which is produced to help your stomach when it's upset. It has the castor beans have been known since probably ancient times to be deadly. I think if you compare it in terms of its toxicity, it's probably about 1,000 times more toxic. I'm sorry, less toxic than botulinum toxin, which people know about, but still very, 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 very serious if you get exposed to it.
Now, as we just heard Senator Frist say, comparisons to the 2001 anthrax attacks are inevitable, and in those attacks, five people died. How is this case similar or different from the anthrax attacks?
Well, it's similar in that it appears that the delivery vehicle for the biological agent or the toxin was the mail system. It was a powder form. The powder was intended to be aerosolized, to be distributed in the air, and inhaled by those who would be exposed by it. That's exactly the same methodology that was used for the anthrax attacks. Anthrax and ricin are both very stable when they're aerosolized. That means that they stay around for a while and are not degraded by say, things like sunlight for a period of time. The thing that's different, I suppose, is we have a different level of sophistication from the preliminary reports of the powder. The powder, it seems, was not as energized or light as the anthrax, which means it didn't rise up into the air and disseminate all around the room. Right now, they've done tests throughout the heating and ventilation system, and they've got no evidence of it dispersing anywhere than the immediate vicinity of the powder.
What safety measures were put in place after the anthrax attacks?
Well, there's a number of things. Because of the delivery system being through the mail, the U.S. Postal Service took a number of steps. They immediately dispatched 86 million pairs of gloves to the employees around the country. They distributed about 4 million face masks. that filter about 95% of all microbes in the air, including the anthrax probes, spores. They changed from what's called a forced air system for the cancellation. When they put a stamp on an envelope, there's a ventilation system that blows things through. Rather than blowing through air, they actually have now a something that sucks the air into it. So you don't, if you did blow powder into the air, it gets sucked into it. There's some number of steps that they're thinking of doing, that they're going to be implementing this year. Things like they're considering, for example, making sure that we know where each letter was sent from. Right now, we only know where it's going, but there's no requirement that we know where it came from. They're taking a look at steps to put in irradiation facilities in D.C. A number of other filtration capability in postal facilities that are sensitive.
All right, let's take a call now. Daniel in Chattanooga, Tennessee, you're on Talk of the Nation.
Yes, from my understanding, ricin was only deadly when it was injected, so what would be the purpose of sending it in the mail? And I'll take my...
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Ricin is deadliest if it's injected. In fact, a very small particle, a molecule-sized particle of ricin can kill somebody if it's injected into you. But it is also lethal in other forms. If it's ingested, it can possibly lead to death. And in the case of aerosol exposure, there's not a lot of data on that, but it can cause respiratory distress and death within the 36 to 72 hours. And that's based upon a lot of other studies that that were done.
Do there have to be large amounts of it, though, to cause that kind of injury?
For inhaled lethality, it's thought to be about 3 milligrams for the average adult. An oral lethal dose is significantly higher. We don't really know what the numbers are for humans. Injected, it's very small, maybe on the order of 70 micrograms.
Right. So that means that ricin in an envelope, somebody opening it up, it could cause an illness.
It could, and I think what's encouraging at this point, from what we've heard, there were 16 people exposed, and the report that Senator Frisk just gave an hour ago indicated that everybody was well and they were being watched. In the case of aerosol exposure, you would expect to see symptoms within the first 18 to 24 hours, and we're past the 24 hours at this point, so that's encouraging.
And we were speculating here that, what if somebody was opening the envelope and got a paper cut, something like that, and then the ricin got into the cut?
Again, you would start seeing the symptoms that would be similar to an injection, and that you would see symptoms even earlier, within 4 to 8 hours. And so, again, we haven't seen that, and that's encouraging.
Is there any way to detect ricin in the mail?
The detection of ricin at this point there's no way of detecting ricin until you see the powder. A sealed envelope, whether it's hermetically sealed or plastic coated or something like that, you won't know it. There's no X-ray capability or things like that. So we only know it when the powder comes out.
David Hyman is the director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. If you'd like to join our discussion, we are talking about the ricin, which arrived on Capitol Hill in the form of a letter. If you'd like to join our discussion, the number is 989-8255. Let's take a call now from Beth, and she's in New Orleans. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if there's any useful purpose for ricin. I know that it takes the protein out of cells, but I was wondering if they use it for any medicinal purpose.
Yeah, not ricin per se. The actual, it's derived from the castor bean, which we use even today for castor oil, which is used medicinally for people's upset stomachs.
Okay, but they can't, advance it into, cancer research or anything like that?
What are the potential medicinal uses? I'm not aware of them. I suspect that people are looking at that. I don't know of any.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
David, you mentioned earlier you were talking about irradiation. Can you just explain a little bit more about that and how that figures into this?
Well, the Postal Service, after the anthrax attacks, used radiation to make sure that any anthrax that was in a mail in the Senate or in the House mail system, or frankly in any mail system coming to a government official, was irradiated. And the reason that they irradiated is it would destroy or degrade the anthrax, so that even if there was some in a powder form, it would be harmless. It's not clear that that's going to work for ricin. Ricin is not a biological agent like anthrax. It's not a bacteria or virus. It's a toxin. It's more of a chemical thing. And irradiation really disrupts more living organisms or life-like organisms. So I'm not sure that how that will actually help in terms of ricin. And you heard Senator Frist and Senator Daschle talking about, in fact, I believe it was Senator Daschle, that we can't account for all possible threats, but we will look into it starting tomorrow.
Now let's take another call. Barry in Indianapolis. Hi, Barry.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, I've got a question, two questions about ricin. First is, isn't ricin extremely hard to produce even in advanced biology labs? And second is, has it ever been used as a weapon formally before? And I can take answers off the air.
All right, thanks so much for your call, Barry.
Thank you.
That's a good question. In fact, it is actually, because it's easy to use and easy to make, that it has become, in recent years, a favorite tool of extremist groups or individuals. And you'll note, if you look in the caves of Afghanistan, we found numbers of recipes for ricin that Al-Qaeda was looking at. So the answer is it's actually quite easy, and it's also, since it's so widely found, you can find castor beans all over the place. It's easy to use. In terms of its use previously, there's about 750 known cases of intoxication in humans, that is to say, injection or otherwise. Most recently in the United States, there were two tax protesters. I think they were convicted in February 1995 of possessing ricin as a biological weapon. So there are many cases that we have seen in the past.
I imagine it's too early to know where this ricin came from, whether it was domestically produced or came from an overseas source.
No way of knowing that at this point, and it's unlikely, I think, that you will. Ricin doesn't have the same type of DNA sequencing that you can do for anthrax, where we actually track all of the different types of anthrax that we've had over the years.
You know, it seems to me, David, that we've been hearing an awful lot about transportation security, perhaps less so about how security measures for these kinds of attacks. What safety measures are in place? Are they still falling short? What needs to be done?
Well, the safety measures that are in place for transportation, and I suspect what you're referring to is air transportation. First of all, there is no detection right now when you go through the air screening process for biological agents, and we will really need to look at that closely.
And is that true in general for people going into buildings? You can't really trace whether somebody would have this in their possession, can you?
There are detection capability. We just don't have it in place. So what we have in place today is air sampling, environmental air sampling in various cities and in events like the State of the Union speech or Super Bowl, big events, which might be targets. There's a lot of air sampling and detection going on. We did it at the Olympics in Utah, and we continue to do it across the city.
Thanks so much, Mr. Heyman.
Thank you.
David Heyman is the director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I'm Lynn Neary. It's Talk of the Nation, NPR News.